Several years ago, I was a guide for the 8th grade Coming of Age program here at the Fellowship. Coming of Age is a year-long program designed to mark the transition from childhood to youth. On one of our retreats, we did an activity based on the life of John Goddard. When he was just 15 years old, John Goddard made a list of 127 things he wanted to accomplish in his life. These were not ordinary things. He wrote that he wanted to watch a cremation ceremony in Bali, dive in a submarine, explore the Amazon, and even ride an elephant, camel, ostrich, and a bronco. He ended up accomplishing 109 of these goals in his lifetime. So he's been called the world's greatest goal achiever. The coming of age youth were to think about their future and write a similar list. Being a goal setter who was always on the outlook for the next plan, I was very taken with this story and thought of Goddard's life as incredibly inspiring and exciting. That is until one of my fellow guides asked me why we had to be so focused on the future. Why, he asked, couldn't we embrace the present and enjoy this moment? That simple question stopped me in my tracks because it was a completely different perspective on life. Since then, I've spent a lot of time trying to figure out the puzzle of how to reconcile focusing on the present and focusing on the future. I wondered what being absorbed in the present would do to my ambition. Do I just give up my goals? Do I stop planning for the future and stop imagining all of the interesting things I could do? On the other hand, if I'm always thinking about the next big achievement around the corner, aren't I missing out on an important aspect of life? Can I ever be truly content if I'm always focused on the future? This dilemma is precisely why we're supposed to be in balance. At least that's what I've learned from many self-development books and blogs. But being in balance is hard to achieve. In fact, I wasn't sure I even knew what it meant to be able to strike a balance between present and future. I started to wonder if I was just a self-development failure who couldn't get balanced. In contrast to the pressure I felt when thinking about striking a balance between these competing impulses in my life, the idea of rhythm seemed much more natural to me. With rhythm, I imagine the natural ebbing and flowing of life, the shifting energy we associate with the different seasons. Rather than having all parts of my life in some kind of idealized perfect balance, I can relax, knowing that different parts of my life will come to the fore at different times. Sometimes I will slow down and ground myself in the present moment, mindful of the beauty that surrounds me. I am reminded of Thomas Christopher's beautiful poem I started with about dancing for the sake of the dance. At other times, I will be absorbed in my planning for the future, in what it takes to achieve the goals I have set for myself. So now I don't focus so much on reconciling the present and the future. I try to accept that life moves in a rhythm, that there is a back and forth between present and future that I can be in tune with. I don't worry so much about missing out on anything when I'm anchored in the present. And it is part of who I am to look to the future. Each perspective has its place in my life. Knowing that the rhythm in my life allows space for both parts helps me to understand how to live with the tension between being in the present and living for the future. In fact, that's not even a tension anymore. It's just part of the natural rhythm of my life.